By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'uzu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi rahman rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning with Madani Channel. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, rise and shine. My dear viewers of Madani Channel is presented to you each and every single morning, Mondays to Fridays. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, we always begin every single morning by listening to the tilawat of the glorious Quran. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, one thing I really love, and I don't know what the reason for this is, well, it's the Quran is beautiful, isn't it? One thing I remember, even as a child, sometimes I would listen to the Quran and it would come along with the translation, and then with beautiful visuals, you can say, along with the glorious Quran. This is something I've always enjoyed, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. Now you have the chance to, well, we have the Quran written, so you can look at the glorious Quran. You can look at the writing, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. There's a translation coming along with it. It's no doubt of a means. It's no doubt a means of attaining so much reward, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And it's also a huge blessing for us that we are able to begin our mornings by reciting the glorious Quran. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's inshallah begin this beautiful morning too by listening to the recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban رحم والا.
من دونه فكيدوني جميعا ثم لا تنظرون.
تم سب مل کر میرا برا چاہو پھر مجھے مہلت نہ دو.
انی توکلت علی اللہ ربی وربکم ما من دابت الا هو آخذ بناصيتها ان ربي على صراط مستقيم.
میں نے اللہ پر بھروسہ کیا جو میرا رب ہے اور تمہارا رب, کوئی چلنے والا نہیں جس کی چوٹی اس کے قبضہ قدرت میں نہ ہو, بے شک میرا رب سیدھے راستے پر ملتا ہے.
فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ مَا أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ إِلَيْكُمْ وَيَسْتَخْلِفُ رَبِّي قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ وَلَا تَضُرُّونَهُ شَيْئًا اِنَّ رَبِّي عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَفِيظٌ.
پھر اگر تم منہ پھیرو تو میں تمہیں پہنچا چکا جو تمہاری طرف لے کر بھیجا گیا, اور میرا رب تمہاری جگہ اوروں کو لے آئے گا اور تم اس کا کچھ نہ بگاڑ سکو گے, بے شک میرا رب ہر شے پر نگہبان ہے.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا نَجَّيْنَا هُودًا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ.
اور جب ہمارا حکم آیا ہم نے ہود اور اس کے ساتھ کے مسلمانوں کو اپنی رحمت فرما کر بچا لیا, اور انہیں سخت عذاب سے نجات دی.
وَتِلْكَ عَادٌ جَحَدُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَعَصَوْا رُسُلَهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا أَمْرَ كُلِّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ.
اور یہ عاد ہیں کہ اپنے رب کی آیتوں سے منکر ہوئے اور اس کے رسولوں کی نافرمانی کی اور ہر بڑے سرکش ہٹ دھرم کے کہنے پر چلے.
وَأُتْبِعُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَةً وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا إِنَّ عَادًا كَفَرُوا رَبَّهُمْ أَلَا بُعْدًا لِعَادٍ قَوْمِ هُودٍ.
اور ان کے پیچھے لگی اس دنیا میں لعنت اور قیامت کے دن. سن لو بے شک آد اپنے رب سے منکر ہوئے. ارے دور ہوں آد ہود کی قوم.
وَإِلَى ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ هُوَ أَنشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ.
اور سمود کی طرف ان کے ہم قوم صالح کو کہا اے میری قوم اللہ کو پوجو, اس کے سوا تمہارا کوئی معبود نہیں, اس نے تمہیں زمین سے پیدا کیا اور اس میں تمہیں بسایا, تو اس سے معافی چاہو پھر اس کی طرف رجوع لاؤ, بے شک میرا رب قریب ہے دعا سننے والا.
قالوا یا صالح قد كنت فینا مرجوا قبل هذا اتنهانا ان نعبد ما يعبد آباؤنا وإننا لفي شك مما تدعونا إليه مريب.
بولے اے صالح اس سے پہلے تو تم ہم میں ہونہار معلوم ہوتے تھے, کیا تم ہمیں اس سے منع کرتے ہو کہ اپنے باپ دادا کے معبودوں کو پوجیں؟ اور بے شک جس بات کی طرف ہمیں بلاتے ہو ہم اس سے ایک بڑے دھوکا ڈالنے والے شک میں ہیں.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ. My dear viewers, inshallah, we have been listening to Surah Hud, mashallah, عز و جل, the 11th chapter of the glorious Quran. Remember Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, yes, a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, there was this qawm, meaning the people of Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. There's also another prophet known as Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. There was the people of Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. And what did these people do? These people turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They refused to act upon the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They rejected the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They turned towards paganism. They turned towards sin and wrongdoing and associating partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what happened, my dear viewers, upon the channel? They were destroyed. Allahu Akbar. These were some of the verses, mashallah, we've just listened to from Surah Hud, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, as well as the translation, mashallah. A beautiful way to begin our mornings by listening to the glorious Quran. But please do remember, as I've said, yes, many a time, that just listening to the Quran, alhamdulillah, is brilliant, no doubt, very good. But my dear viewers of Muhammad, inshallah, it does not substitute reading the Quran as well as the translation, meaning if possible, the English translation for those that do not understand the Urdu language, those that only understand the English language and the English translation, and also for everybody, the commentary of the glorious Quran. It is something you must remember, my dear viewers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This Quran was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not to me and you. It was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He is the last, the final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, he was given the Quran. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the beauty of this is the Quran is vast. The Quran al-Kareem is so vast. It's unimaginable, we can say. And when we read the Quran, what do we understand from the Quran? Or misunderstand. Misunderstand, my dear viewers. And so what do we need? What do we require? We require some sort of explanation. The Quran wasn't just given to us as individuals, no. It was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the best of people around him, the companions. They were the best of people after the prophets. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them the Quran al-Kareem. It's not that they just took a verse of the Quran and that's it. No. He didn't just pass the message and he explained it to them. He showed them. He's not walking, talking Quran. He showed them the Quran. My viewers of Madinah, inshallah, they were taught from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then this was passed on through the generations. And some had documented some of this information. And this is what we find, the tafasir, the explanations of the glorious Quran. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. We need to know not only just the verses of the Quran or their translation, but the explanation too. Their explanation too, because sometimes, you know, yudillu bihi kathira, sometimes a person can be led astray, my dear viewers. So when we read the glorious Quran, when we read the glorious Quran, and there's also the translation, this is one of the brilliances, subhanAllah, of Ala Hazrat Rahimullah Ta'ala. And Ala Hazrat Rahimullah Ta'ala's translation is that it incorporates within it, obviously to a limit, it's a translation. So to a limit, but it incorporates within it the tafsir too. This is one of the beauties of the translation of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahli Sunnah, Imam Ahmed Rida Khan, Rahimallahu Ta'ala, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Such a beautiful personality. Yes, we have spoken about him. No doubt our words were not enough. We could not give justice to this personality, this beautiful and phenomenal person, Hazrat Imam Ahli Sunnah, the Mujaddid, Hazrat Imam Ahmed Rida Khan, Rahimallahu Ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate their rank. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for their sake too. SubhanAllah, my viewers of Madani Channel, let's inshallah azza wa jal move to the Na'at Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Aqa bula lo Madine, Aqa bula lo Madine, Gumbade Khazra dikha ae aakhri nabi, Gumbade Khazra dikha ae aakhri nabi, Meethe Madine me bula ae aakhri nabi, Phir Gumbade Khazra dikha ae aakhri nabi, Meethe Madine me bula Khazra dikha ae aakhri nabi aakar karu rote hue kaabe ka main tawaf aakar karu rote hue kaabe ka main tawaf makke ke jalwe phir dikha ae aakhri nabi phir gumbad e خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، چاہیے رب کی عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے، فرمائیے حق سے دعا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی،
آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، بعد آپ کے غرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا، بعد آپ کے ہرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا،
واللہ ایمان ہے میرا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی،
گنبد خضرا بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، آقا سنگری جالیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، آقا سنگری جالیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش،
ایمان پہ میرا خاتمہ اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی،
میرے
مدینے میں بلا
میرے
آخری نبی،
میرے
گنبد خضرا دکھا
میرے
آخری نبی،
دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے،
روزے قیامت بخشوا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی،
آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا،
جلوہ دکھا کلمہ پڑھا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی،
مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی،
پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، دین.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Mother Nature Channel, Alhamdulillah عز و جل, you are watching Rise and Shine. We've just listened to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, akhri nabi, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now today's topic, mashallah, and in fact before we do come to the topic, now today's topic, mashallah, today we have a beautiful topic, and subhanallah, I say this about every topic, don't I? Some people will be guessing, all right, now I was going to talk about the topic. And I was going to say, today we have a beautiful topic. But this is the beauty of our deen, of our religion. That, you know, when we speak about it, it's absolutely beautiful. Honestly, it's absolutely beautiful, my dear viewers. There's one person, he's a scientist, and something he said, you see, not everybody understands, do they? Something he said is that Islam talks about everything. That, you know, it's within that your religion of Islam, this is a person who's a non-Muslim. He's quite famous too. Says Islam talks about everything. And this is beautiful, isn't it? That alhamdulillah, our religion, our deen is such a deen, such a religion, which teaches us everything. Whether we're speaking about law, jurisprudence, the jurisdiction, whether you're speaking about domestical affairs, social affairs, whether we wish to know about, well, obviously worship, no doubt about it, economics, you know, rights, yes, rights, medievalism, all sorts of things. What cleanliness, science, what does our religion not teach us? Our religion teaches us everything, everything from beginning to end. Alhamdulillah, we can turn back to the Kitab Allah, we can turn back towards the Quran and the Sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And honestly, it's so beautiful. This is the beauty of our religion. And we should be proud. And this is a problem we're facing, you know, this inferiority complex that we are facing, my dear viewers, a huge problem. That sadly, many of us, we are, what would we say, a little scared to show our religion, to express, you know, our beliefs. No, what is it to be scared about? Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims, we should be proud to be Muslims. Now, if somebody were bought in a new car, what would they do? They would take pictures. This happens many times. But you would be proud, wouldn't you? I own a Ferrari. If you were to say, you know, imagine you own a Ferrari, you'd be proud. You'd be like, yes, take a picture. I'm going to put it on my status, on my Facebook, on my WhatsApp. I'll put it everywhere. This is my car. Sometimes our house, whatever it may be, anything which is really nice, or I'm at such an event, we'll take a picture, we'll show it to everyone. Why? Because this is, you're proud of it. And if it's a good thing, subhanAllah, brilliant. As long as it's good. And our pride, well, when I say proud, sometimes we need to be proud. Sometimes being proud is a good. We should be proud of our religion. I mean, happy and satisfied. And when it comes to our religion, then yes, proud that, you know, those people who are Muslims, alhamdulillah, we have this belief, don't we? We have iman. Yes, so pride in this too. Now, yes, there's a wrong sense of pride too, where we consider ourselves to be superior than others. No, what brings about superiority? Taqwa. We don't know if our deeds have been accepted or not. But sometimes, yes, you can be proud, alhamdulillah, this is what I've achieved. You know, I've been able to buy such and such car. Why am I saying this? The reason, my dear viewers, the point to be made is that we should be proud of our religion. We should be proud to be Muslims. Really, we should be proud to be Muslims. Because our deen is the most beautiful religion. Honestly, I can say this with true confidence. The teachings of Islam are the most beautiful, the most complete. The most beautiful, the most complete, my dear viewers. And for us to have such a tradition, to have such a role model, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the greatest of all people. He is. His character was the best and most noble of all characters. It could not be matched. During the time, the non-Muslims, his own enemies recognized his greatness. His own enemies recognize his, you know, being infallible, his infallibility. That this person is a person who's free from sin. This person is free from mistake. This person never lies, is the most truthful. This person is the most trustworthy. This is the person who we follow. This is what a Muslim is. This is the person we follow, my dear viewers of Muslim, inshallah. Rasulullah, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be proud to be Muslims. SubhanAllah, I should have made this my topic. This is not today's topic, but it links very close to this. And what is the topic? You know, giving salam, meeting people. Because, and this too is part of Islam. What does Islam mean? Islam means peace and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Muslims, what do? We, whenever we meet another Muslim, what do? We give them salam. You say, Assalamu alaikum. And it's the most beautiful of greetings. It is the greeting of Muslims. And it is a greeting, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, which was taught to us. But my dear viewers, what we must be proud of. And this is, in fact, another thing is, and this is part of a topic, you know, giving salam. That one thing, we don't give salam. Secondly, if we do, we keep it exclusive to some individuals. We'll only give salam to some particular people. Others, we will not give salam to. Others, we will not meet. Sometimes, remember, giving salam is a sunnah, brilliant. But if somebody was to give you salam, then it's wajib, it's necessary for you to reply to that salam. Sometimes the person does not reply to the salam. How we should give salam. Shaking hands too, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And many people will not give salam at all. Yes, they'll still meet, but their words will not be those of the salam. Their words will not be assalamu alaikum. They may have some other words. No, wagwan. Words like this. This is one of those famous words. Yes, what's happening? How are you doing? These, so we're beginning a conversation like this, my dear viewers. It's not assalamu alaikum, which is a method of Muslims. And sometimes, yes, in private, we will give salam, assalamu alaikum. When non-Muslims are around, so then what do? Oh yes, hi, how are you doing? And sometimes I think, honestly, sometimes I think when a person says such to me, I reply by saying assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. It's not something to be afraid of. What is saying salam? It's a message of peace, isn't it? When you are given salam, it means that you yourself, your blood, your wealth, your whatever they may be of yourself, you are free and safe from me, from myself. This is the beauty, my dear viewers of the channel. This is what salam is. It's spreading peace. Alhamdulillah. But sometimes we be shy, and this is why coming back to the same topic, so the same point I was mentioning, we need to be proud of being Muslims. We shouldn't be scared. Some people, they don't act upon the Islam because they're scared to show that non-Muslim. No, you know, I'm just a normal person. I'm a liberal person. Liberal. A liberal person is a person who has, you know, acts as if they're advanced. No. This is not progression, this is regression. You're regressing. You're going back in time. Because the best method, the peak, was the time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That was the time of progression. And then it progressed to the peak. The teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he taught, were the best of all teachings. After that, it's, you know, you're climbing up a mountain. You're climbing up the mountain. You reach the peak. And either stay there are the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is the Quran and the Sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you're going to continue going and you're thinking you're progressing, you're not progressing. This is going back downwards. This is regression. This is what it is. The peak, the pinnacle is the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, acting upon the Quran and the Sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people are scared to have a beard. No, for what? Some people think, oh yeah, I'm going to grow a beard. And then what do? They'll have some sort of style, so they'll keep it short from some places. Why? Alhamdulillah, the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is what? Keep a fistful of a beard. This is the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is what we're going to keep. What is it to be scared of? Scared of who? Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. I'm proud to be a Muslim. You know, I'm going to wear hijab, okay? Some people, they'll wear hijab, they'll go to school, college or uni, then they'll take the hijab off. So why are you wearing the hijab? Because you fear somebody else? You should be proud. Alhamdulillah, I'm a Muslim. But what is it to be fearful about? What is it to be afraid of? And yes, there are reasons why some people are afraid. And this is sadly because of the media, because of the way of the things which are being spread. Allegations, false, wrong about our religion. But now's the time for us, as Muslims, now's the time for us to do more. For us to show, yes, I'm a Muslim too. What you've been hearing, what you've been saying, that's completely wrong. Take it from me, look. But if we're all going to be hiding our identities, our beliefs, and all they're going to see on all these, for example, we're surrounded by, so in the United Kingdom, there's so many non-Muslims. If all they're going to see is the things they hear on the news or on the media, which may be, you know, anti-Islam, and what's going to happen? This is going to be their understanding of Islam. No, we are Muslims. Look, I'm a Muslim, alhamdulillah. This is how Muslims act. Not the things which you've been hearing, no. Alhamdulillah, these are the true teachings of Islam. Show kindness. This is what brings people towards Islam. So, but if you're someone, we should be proud that we are Muslims, and we should not be afraid to give salam. Remember, salam is a greeting of Muslims. So we give salam to Muslims. And we should openly be able to give and not be afraid to do it. We don't have to use other words. No, honestly, sometimes, yes, I do have this. Many times, not even just sometimes. Some people, maybe, I don't know if it is that they're trying to act professional or something. That's not professional. If a person is a Muslim, you know that a Muslim, well, no matter what they say to you, say, Assalamu alaikum. Give salam. And this is such a sunnah which is more rewardable than a wajib. Who's rewarded more? The person who gives salam or the person who replies? Giving salam is sunnah, the person who replies replying is wajib, isn't it? But who's rewarded more? The first person to give salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would always be the first to give salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would always, this is what the companions say. They could never be, this is what it is, isn't it? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the greatest of all time in the entire history. In the entire history, my dear, he was the greatest of all people. Nobody could match him. Nobody. Allahu Akbar. This was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The greatest of, truly the greatest. You know, and we keep saying the greatest. That's the term used, greatest of all time. He truly is the greatest of all mankind. The greatest of all of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam alayhi wa sallam. This is who we are followers of. And in fact, it said so much so that if you are to travel to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah. And if you are going to come before the shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, people go there. And in fact, the name of the gate is Bab al-Salam. So people go to Bab al-Salam, don't they? They go to give salam to who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when they go to give salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the scholars state that even here, when they are coming towards the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even after the apparent demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is still the first one to be given salam to you. Allahu Akbar. Really, how beautiful is that? Subhanallah. It says, phenomenal, alhamdulillah. We are going to move to our daily reminder, inshallah. Then there's so much to be said about our topic. We've hardly begun, my dear viewers. Let's go to the daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Dear Islam, there's a countless virtues of reciting Quran are mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah. Let's listen some Hadith Mubarakah. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whosoever recited one letter from the Book of Allah, he will receive one reward, which is equal to 10. I do not say that Alif, Lam, Mim is one letter. Rather, Alif is one letter, Lam is one letter, and Mim is one letter. Subhanallah. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, indeed, there are some from among the mankind who are the people of Allah. The noble Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who are they? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, those who recite the Quran, for they are the people of Allah and his selected people. Subhanallah. Another hadith mubarakah, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the hearts becomes rusty just as an iron becomes rusty. It was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how are they cleaned? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, through the recitation of Quran and the remembrance of death. So dear Islam brothers, these are countless blessings on reciting Quran. So please recite the Quran, learn the Quran and then recite as well. Our pious predecessors used to recite Qurans in such a way that it's amazing. I will inshallah give you some account of those. For 30 years, Imam-e-Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ta'ala will complete the recitation of Quran in one unit of prayer. He prayed Fajr Salah with the wudu of Isha Salah for 40 years. Subhanallah. Similarly, Imam Malik rahmatullah ta'ala, it states in the books that Sidna Khalid bin Nazair states that I did not see anyone recite the Book of Allah more than Imam Malik rahmatullah ta'ala. His sister was asked, what are the engagements of Imam Malik rahmatullah ta'ala at home? She said, the Quran and recitation. Sayyidina Rabi bin Sulaiman rahmatullah ta'ala states that every month Imam Shafi rahmatullah ta'ala would complete the recitation of Quran 30 times and 60 times in month of Ramadan. The completion in Taraweeh was beside this. Imam Shirani rahmatullah ta'ala writes that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah ta'ala would complete one recitation of Quran every morning and one every night, and he would conceal it from people. Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullah ta'ala would complete the recitation of Quran every night for 15 years. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Today's topic, my dear viewers, we're speaking about, well, two things. One thing, pride, meaning proud to be a Muslim. And this is inshallah a topic which shall be another time dedicated to this solely. And also giving salam, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Giving salam, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to give salam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when he came to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, the first hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Afsh al-Salam. And it's known as the Hadith al-Salam. And the narrator is also somebody known as Ibn al-Salam. His name was Abdullah Ibn al-Salam. Allahu Akbar. How beautiful was that? In fact, he was a person who, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, that's when he accepted Islam. That's when he accepted Islam, subhanallah. And if he was of Madani channel, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. MashaAllah, Azzawajal, Allahu Akbar. Salam is from the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. So just this itself is enough reason. Enough should be sufficient of a reason for us to begin to act upon this practice, for us to give salam to each other. But what do? We choose who we wish to give salam to. Sometimes somebody important will give them salam to. Others we won't give them salam. Normally viewers, salam is a greeting of all Muslims. Any Muslim you meet, we give them salam. If you spread salam, if you give salam to each other, you shall develop love for each other. You shall develop mutual love. Now this is beautiful. Honestly, it is, because, and it's so true. When is it that we don't give salam to a person? When there's possibly some sort of hatred, enmity, jealousy, whatever it may be. They all rhymes, doesn't it? Whatever it may be, my dear viewers. This is when there's some sort of dissatisfaction, something we do not like, pejorative, whatever it may be. There's something that we don't like about a person. This is when we may not give them salam. This is when we don't give them salam. Which means that if you do give them salam, this means that, okay, there is this mutual respect, isn't there? This is when you do give them salam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, give salam to people. And another thing is also shaking hands. Now remember, a Muslim man shakes hands with a Muslim man. Yes, a female can shake hands with another Muslim woman. A Muslim woman, women, they'll shake hands. Muslim men shake hands. Men do not shake hands with females, with women. Remember this. This is the practice of Islam. This is our religion. And this is another thing which sometimes we shy away from. And those living in non-Muslim countries where, you know, and sometimes you may find that you come across, you're in a situation where a non-Muslim lady will place a hand out to shake your hand. We are Muslims. And this is not permissible within our religion. And we shouldn't be afraid to say, look, I do apologize, but I do not shake hands with the opposite gender. I do not shake the hands with women. This is the practices, this is the teachings of our Sharia, the teachings of our religion. Alhamdulillah, this is what it is. We need to be proud to be Muslims. And yes, people will come across these situations, and these things do happen. It could be anywhere. Sometimes you don't even realize. But we refrain from such things. And yes, giving salam is good, but to those of the same gender. So we give salam, a Muslim male will give salam to another male. A Muslim man will give salam to another Muslim man, or even a youngster. But my reviews on Madani channel, and remember, touching. What does this do? This brings about mutual love. This brings about mutual love. So when we give salam, we should also shake hands. We should, if we can, if we're in this situation, so there's some people, somebody's eating, then you'll come in, you'll give salam verbally. But you're not going to go be shaking the person's hands. You know, the person's eating and sometimes their fingers are all dirty, they're placing it in their mouths. Or just generally, it's not courtesy, is it? It is generally considered what, contrary to norms, to etiquettes. So whilst people are eating, then you're not going to go put your hand, or you shake my hand, no. So we will address and act in accordance to the situation. Remember, we give salam verbally. If possible, shake hands. Sometimes they've come, and we shouldn't choose whose hands we shake. What I mean by this is, it shouldn't be that there's a few people we shake, some we leave others. So sometimes you need to make a decision. I remember once when I was young, and somebody passed away in our family. I can't remember who it was exactly. I was really young. I was probably, I think, primary school. Yes, I think I was in primary school, probably like year 5 or year 6. And everybody was sat in a line. So what happened was, I came in And I gave salam. So I gave salam to the first person and then the second person. I thought to now give the first and the second, after give to the third too. And then the fourth. And there was a huge line. I went through every single one of them. And then there was another line on the opposite side. I couldn't be bothered going to them. I thought, I'll just sit down now. And then I realized another person walks in after me. He just gives salam and says, Assalamu alaikum. And then everybody replies, he just walks straight through. I was like, oops, I should have just done that first. So the point being, my dear viewers, that sometimes when you're giving salam, or when you're shaking a hand, when you're shaking somebody's hand, then in such a situation, you'll need to shake everybody's hands. So sometimes we need to think that, do I need to be shaking people's hands down? So it depends, again, on the situation. Because if you're going to shake, then you're going to have to shake everybody's hand, and that, you know, that's not going to happen. Or sometimes what we do is we choose some people and we leave others, then this can harm another person. This can upset another person. No. We don't do this. We don't try to upset others. Sometimes we offend others by, you know, you give this person, he went and shook his hand, and then you couldn't come and shake my hand. So many of you, someone in Shalom, yes, give salam. And it depends. So sometimes even a person's reading the Quran. Sometimes they're performing such an action where, so we must think. We must think, then we give salam, and if we should shake hands or not shake hands. This all depends on the situation. But it shouldn't be that we only give salam to those people who are our friends, those people who are not, or we don't even shake hands properly. In fact, this is another thing, shaking hands. How is it that we shake hands? How is it that we hug too? But there's billion to hug. But I've realized, and maybe it's just in some places, I don't know, but I've gone to some places, and mashallah, some places people will give a proper hug. You know, they'll hug you properly, and this is how it should be. When you're hugging somebody, you should try to hug them properly. You know, you should try to make everybody feel important. But others, their hugs are like, so even the way they shake hand, it's like not the full hand, it's just the front part, just the fingers. Just the fingers will be together. And some people, the way they, even the way they hug, it's a bit weird. So you can't even hug them. It's not just, a hug is what? Chest to chest, isn't it? This is what a hug is. You come in chest to chest. Some people just, I think they just, they go like that, I think. They just do that. Allahu Akbar. So this is contrary to the proper practices, we can say. So when we're doing things, we should just do them properly. And in fact, one other thing which is very important. What is this? This is washing our hands. Because sadly, some people, When we meet them at Evils of Madani Channel, sometimes we feel uncomfortable in meeting. Sometimes we're not sure whether we should be meeting them or not. Why? Because sadly, there are many people who do not wash their hands. This is either washing their hands after they've eaten, or even after relieving themselves. And honestly, this is astonishing. You know, I'm shocked myself. Sometimes you may be at an airport or something, and there's public toilets. You may be at some sort of event, there's public toilets, whatever it may be, a wedding, public toilets. And you'll go into the bathroom, and you'll see, and some people, they have no shame too. You know, you're probably performing ablution, whatever it may be. You see, somebody's coming out of the bathroom and they're not washing their hands. Some people will be thinking, wow, what really? I've seen with my own eyes. Sadly, the state of so many people. And the worst thing is that, subhanAllah, so sad that some of those people are Muslim people. And this is shocking. We do expect it from others. But expecting it from Muslims, this is honestly shocking. And this is what it is, isn't it? It's us abandoning or distancing ourselves from Islamic teachings. But sometimes you think, oh, you know, how am I going to, if I give this person salam, how am I going to shake this person's hand? This person never even cleans or washes his hands after going to the bathroom. No, we must, as parents, we must teach our children. We do, don't we? We teach them to flush the toilet. And we teach them to wash their hands after going to the bathroom. And we must, you know, try to continue to encourage them to do it. Because I don't think it's children. Children generally, they have this habit. But sadly, some people, when they grow up, they don't. Possibly because they're spending time with other people who do not do this practice. Or just even, you know, going to random places and relieving themselves. These are things which, yes, against the norms and, you know, against the etiquettes and things we should not be doing. Things we should be refraining from and evils. So that when we do come to meet a person, then we should be, we shouldn't stink. Our clothes should be clean. Shouldn't be all dirty. You know, we're half sweaty, then how are we going to meet somebody? No. We should be presentable, nice. We should be clean. So alhamdulillah, you know, when somebody comes, yes, we can happily meet them, inshallah, azza wa jal. Subhanallah, there's so much to be said, to be honest, but we do need to move to the daily hadith sharif, and then inshallah, we'll continue. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The Quran, which is the clear criterion, the book for all Muslims, in fact for all mankind. If you want guidance, recite the Quran, read the Quran, understand the Quran, what the scholars have written in the commentary of the Quran. But this Quran that we have, it's not just to wrap up in a beautiful cover and place at an elevated place in our homes. No, we have to read it. We have to open it to gain fuyudat, blessings from it. Listen to what the Prophet ﷺ said about the person who acts upon the Quran. Sayyidina Mu'adh al-Juhani radiyallahu ta'ala, he narrates this hadith which is found in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. He says that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man qara'a al-Qur'ana," whoever recited the Quran, "wa'amila bima fihi," and he acts upon what is mentioned therein, his parents will be made to wear a crown on the Day of Judgment. Such a crown, ضوءه أحسن من ضوء الشمس. Its luminosity will be greater than the luminosity of the sun. في بيوت الدنيا. The sun, when it's shining bright, and it's as if it's inside your home because of its brightness. It's as if it's inside your home. لو كانت فيكم. فما ظنكم بالذي عمل بهذا. So if this is the martaba, the rank of the parents, then what do you think about the son who himself has been acting upon the Quran? Subhanallah, what daraja will he attain on the Day of Judgment? So it's very important for parents and children to note this hadith, keep it in mind. If the parents want their akhirah to be like this, they want to wear crowns on the Day of Judgment, and the description of the crown was given as well, then we must ensure our children read the Quran and act upon it. And the children, if they want their parents to gain such honor on the Day of Judgment, they must also follow the teachings of this hadith. May Allah enable us to love the Quran wholeheartedly, to recite it and understand it, and thereafter act upon it as well.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi. وعلى آله وسلم. Many viewers of Mandan Shah, mashallah, you are watching Rise and Shine. That was the daily hadith sharif. Many viewers of Mandan Shah, I was stating that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam has said that give salam to those people who you know and also those people you do not know. Give salam to them too. It's not just those people. Oh yes, I know this person, I'll give this person salam. I don't know that person, I'll just ignore that person, I'll just leave that person. In fact, one person, he came from Pakistan. He came from Pakistan, and it was the day of Eid. And I think, I'm not sure if he truly went crying, Allahu A'lam. But this I was told from another person, who knew the person directly. He says he just went home and he was sad that day. And later he told us, he says that when I was in Pakistan, it doesn't matter if I knew the person or I didn't. On the Eid, everybody would hug each other, you know, say Eid Mubarak to each other. And he says, here I came and there's nobody that met me. Allahu Akbar, shocking. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives salam to those people you know, and even those that you don't know. MashaAllah, many viewers of Mandarin channel, inshallah, we are going to move to the fruit segment, and then hopefully we shall continue. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Today's fruit, peaches. Peaches are small fruits with a fuzzy peel and a sweet white or yellow flesh. Peaches are related to plums, they're cousins, they're related. Apricots also, cherries and even almonds. They are considered drupes or stone fruits because their flesh surrounds a shell that houses an edible seed. They can be eaten on their own or even added to a variety of dishes. What's more, peaches are nutritious and may offer an array of health benefits, including improved digestion, smoother skin, and allergy relief. Just one fruit has up to 15% of the vitamin C you require each day. This nutrient helps your body heal wounds and keeps your immune system going strong. It also helps get rid of free radicals, those chemicals that have been linked to cancer because they can damage your cells. It improves your eyesight. It's good in keeping the digestion running smoothly. It said that one medium peach can give you as much as 9% of the fiber your body requires each day. High fiber foods can protect you from health problems like diabetes, heart disease, and several types of cancer. And getting enough fiber can also prevent constipation. It helps you remain at a healthy weight. Clocking in at fewer than 60 calories, peaches have no saturated fats, cholesterol, or sodium. And more than 85% of a peach is water, plus foods high in fiber are more filling. It contains vitamin E. It keeps your bones healthy also. It is good for your gut. It gives you something to smile about. Yes, peaches are also exciting, sweet, nice fruits. And my dear viewers, the fiber, potassium, vitamin C content in peaches all support our heart health. Let's make it a habit of ours to regularly eat peaches, add peaches to your five a day.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Whenever I watch any of the fruit segments, I don't know if it's the same with you guys or not, but my dear viewers, whenever I watch it, I think, wow, it's just the pictures, they're just so beautiful. I mean, they're probably edited and, you know, made even more beautiful. The real thing, how often, and yes, it's not that we never do find it so beautiful and so nice looking, especially that nice. It's not that we never find it, sometimes we do, sometimes it does look like, wow. But whenever I watch anything, I think, oh, wow, I really want that fruit. Just because of how juicy and beautiful and nice they look. I did begin my day having some fruit today, this morning, mashallah, azza wa jal. And oranges I don't really have because I love orange juice. Although it's the best thing is obviously taking it from the actual fruit itself. But I've not been having it as often as possible. I could say I used to. And this is because I love orange juice. It's like my favorite drink. I'm either always only drinking water or sometimes drinking orange juice. You know, that's my favorite type of juice, especially with the base. And there's some people who like it with the base, some people who like it without. And they can't stand the base. I don't know, for some reason, I love it with the base. It just makes it so much nicer, alhamdulillah. SubhanAllah, there is so much more to be said about giving salam. But yes, just spread salam. Always regularly give salam to each other. And don't just choose some people to give salam to. No, give salam to everyone, inshallah. And when somebody gives you salam, you must reply to that salam. When somebody gives salam, you must reply to this salam, my dear viewers. Some people think, oh no, oh, okay, oh, I did reply. In fact, some people say, yes, I did reply. I didn't hear you reply. That person needs to be able to hear your reply. This is how important it is. Inshallah, we shall be returning. More rise and shine. Please do join us. I'm just thinking, I mean, is it actually rise and shine? I'm actually waking you up, or after hearing me, after seeing me, maybe seeing me cough so many times, you may be thinking, I'd rather just go back to sleep. Get up, inshallah, rise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Remember that time is limited. I've got 24 hours. This is what I've got to do today. Or this is how many hours I've got to do. These are the tasks I have before me, and I must complete these tasks. We need to move forward, inshallah, azzudal. We need to get work done, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. More importantly, we must pray all our daily salah. We've run out of time. We'll return. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.